This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to Almost Halloween. In fact, Halloween is our sponsor. Thanks, Halloween, for this hour's celebrity trash. Obviously, Halloween will be a little different this year.
Yeah, it will.
But still, get in the spooky spirit. Please text us what you're wearing for Halloween or what you're doing for Halloween. It's a nice little text topic. Love to hear what you're up to. How will Halloween look at your house? Yep, text us. It's like not that. Can we have a scarier text sound today?
Oh.
Like, doodle-doodle-doodle. Ah!
Jesus.
Sure. Figure that out.
Just something like that, yeah. You know, just
work on that, Bryn.
You just sound so light and fluffy. Like,
after you get all the new music done.
Yeah, I know, right?
You will be asked for more things today. You'll be asked to give and give until it hurts. The top 25 most haunted places in California. It's from LAGhostTour.com. That's a thing. Right. This is their day, apparently. We put the whole list up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So there's something that you can do at work today. Just look at that. Oh, my God. Spooky places. They have really short little descriptions of each of these places. So don't ask too many questions. I don't have too many answers. We're going to start with the Chambers Mansion. Chambers Mansion is one of those Pack Heights beauties.
Oh.
Yeah. Here in San Francisco. It was once the home of a wealthy businessman by the name of Richard Craig Chambers. He was known for attaining his wealth through silver rather than gold.
Have you toured that place?
I haven't.
Oh, jeez.
First I heard of it was today.
Oh, jeez.
As I was looking through. But, you know, scary places.
I thought for sure you'd have already put bids in on that place at least once or twice.
If you walk by on the sidewalk, you feel cold spots. Did I just pass through a ghost? I made that part up. See, there's not that much information. After this guy croaked, Richard Craig Chambers, who is a silver guy, not a gold guy. I know the gold rush was the big deal. So he was like, F it, I'm going silver. I'm just going to do that. Mm. Made all kinds of money. After his passing, two of Chambers' nieces had inherited the home. One of the nieces was Claudia Chambers. And not long after she was settling in, she died what seems to be a fairly horrible death.
Oh, boy.
Legend has it she was found cut in half.
Is that the new tax number?
Oh, it sounds like it. It sounds like it might
those
be.
Together and see how that goes, huh?
Yeah, let's have a listen to this. If you want to text us your scary story, send it to 800-400-3697.
All right. So was Mrs. Chambers cleaning the guillotine? Like, how do you end up cut in half? I don't understand.
They're saying it must have been what looks like farming equipment. However, it sounds like her body was found in the house. So, yeah. Like, I'm not sure if they were, like, plowing in there. Cut in half. Maybe farming equipment. Or maybe someone just moved her back to the house. Two pieces. The mystery to this day still remains. Yet, the apparent spirit of Claudia may be looking out of windows and turning the lights on and off. Sometimes she does it rapidly. Be careful if you walk by the Chambers Mansion.
Yeah, we're in here for
yeah. All right, there's that. On to things that aren't scary. Well, scary for some. You know, look, marriage can be very scary. That's very,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, it can.
I'm jumping into that.
You bet.
Congratulations this morning to ScarJo and Kojo, Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live. He's the guy who does the news, one of the writers on there.
You think he's great?
No, I don't. I'm sure he must be, though, if ScarJo likes him. I actually don't think there's anybody on that show that I'm like, you know, Kate McKinnon, I guess, sometimes. But there's no one on there that I'm like, wow, wow, wow. You know how sometimes there's a wow, 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 or more than one even. Right now, it's like, it's an okay cast.
You want to hear something weird about this? So the original cast, I loved.
Of course.
I love Bill Murray. I love Dan Aykroyd, even though he was terrible on our show. I love Chevy Chase, even though I hear he's such a jerk. I went back and watched Stripes. Which is, in my mind, it's an all-time great Bill Murray movie.
Oh, no.
It just isn't that great. It's surprising how what we
put up with as kids.
Well, it's just not, like, first of all, the first thing that's really, really funny about it is at some point in the beginning of the movie, as he's getting ready to join the army or whatever he joins, he's playing like a 20-something. And Bill Murray looked 50 when he was 20, I guess. I don't know.
He's always had kind of a like a rugged looking face, like a haggard.
Right.
I don't know if haggard's the right word, but like, I know exactly what you're saying.
And somehow his hairline was already on its way out and it's still in that same state. And yet I just was like, 20? Dude, you look 40. What are you talking about? Hey, we bought that?
Suspension of disbelief.
Anyway, it just was. It's good. Don't get me wrong, but these are the kinds of things where I was sitting with the missus during the pandemic, going, "Oh, if you haven't seen Stripes, we got to see this." And then we're sitting there, and I'm going, "It kicks in any minute."
Yeah,
I'm sure of it.
Did it kick in?
It did. We didn't even end up finishing it.
Oh, that's too bad. I hate that. There have been a few movies I've shown to my kids, like, "Oh, this one's an all time. You have to watch this one." And I'm watching it, going, I remember this being just so good.
Way better.
Hold up.
It's like, yeah, I mean, it's in the moment and you're a kid and I don't know, you're less discerning, I guess, or things just don't hold up over time. It's just not funny anymore. Anyway, congratulations to Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost. Oh, they got married last weekend. The announcement was made yesterday in an Instagram post by Meals on Wheels. This is an awesome idea because they were like, let's get them some money and some publicity. They've said Scarlett and Colin had an intimate ceremony with their immediate family and loved ones following COVID-19 safety precautions as directed by the CDC. So why Meals on Wheels? Because they wanted to give them some pub and ask people to, quote, consider donating to celebrate the happy couple. They dated for at least 3 years now. They got for 2 years and then they got engaged in May of 2019. And now it's been, you know, well over a year since they got engaged and now they're married. She's 35. He's 38. This is his first marriage, her third. She was married to Ryan Reynolds from 08 to 2010 and a guy named Romain Doriac from 2014 to 2017. And she's got a six-year-old daughter with him. So 35 and 38. Congratulations to the happy couple.
Good for them.
Boy, you know what? I'm almost out of time, so I don't think I'm gonna dive into the Kanye stuff. There's some crazy Kanye stuff today. I'll try.
I hadn't heard any of it.
It's should I do that? I'm just gonna do it.
Let's hear it.
Kanye was part of the 40th birthday celebration for Kim, and I just wonder what you think about this as a gift. He gave Kim a hologram of her dead father, Robert Kardashian. I don't know who did the voice, but it's this hologram and it's telling her all kinds of, here's, do you have the, I mean, she put up a whole video of it. It's long. Like he did this whole, give me some quotes, I guess. I don't have all kinds of time.
Here's some.
You're 40 and all grown up. You look beautiful, just like when you were a little girl. I watch over you and your sisters and brother and the kids every day. I am so proud of the woman that you've become, Kimberly, and all that you've accomplished. All of your hard work and all the businesses you have built are incredible. But most impressive is your commitment to become a lawyer and carry on my legacy. The most beautiful thing that I have witnessed is watching you grow your family. You married the most genius man in the whole world.
Oh, how funny.
Kanye West.
Oh, of course.
Keep doing what you're doing, Kimberly.
Look, look at this hologram.
Remember when I would drive you to school in my tiny Mercedes every day and we would listen to this song together?
It's actually incredible. Like, I don't know who did the voice or if they somehow found his voice and put it together. But the thing is, like, it's moving. It's super deep fake. It's really
super.
I don't know if you're completely creeped out by this, if you get this. Like, if I sent you a hologram of your dead father, like, is that, am I the only one who's like, I don't want that? Who do you want that?
I don't.
Nikki?
Yeah, I don't know what to say about it.
When I saw it last night, I thought it was really sweet. Actually,
I thought it was sweet too.
Yeah, I think it's because so much time has passed and they are okay.
He died on her birthday when she turned 23.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So I think I don't know. They have a really good. They talk about him all the time. There's a connection with him still. So when I saw, it, I was like, oh, that's really sweet. But the whole Kanye thing, it's like,
I know.
Okay.
So that's, you know, make of that what you will. And frankly, it's everywhere. So you'll wind up seeing it probably. I don't know. Kanye has a big new thing called the Yeezy Christian Academy. This is the YCA, and Yeezy Christian Academy is it. And he used all the Kardashian kids, as a whole bunch of them, the offspring of this family, in this ad for it, or this announcement for it. Yeezy launched his Christian Academy this week. He announced the news on Twitter. He wrote, "Dear Future, I still believe in you. We still believe in you. We believe in our families." The funny meme is that Future thinks this is about him. The guy. They keep showing him, like, watching the video and stuff. The press release for the Academy describes it as Kanye West's latest initiative for education. Really no other details. So all these outlets are saying, can we, what else? What, where, when, what, who, how? So just so you know, it's out there. The Yeezy Christian Academy is coming to get your kids. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
People that are hard of hearing are having a hard time right now because your mask is blocking one of the ways they understand you.
Yes.
What? And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.